What's up? What's up? It's Miguel. I'm hanging out with my homegirl on the Dana Cortez Morning Show, the best morning show. Let's get it.
I am feeling so good. I got 6 hours and 55 minutes of sleep. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A, and dude, nothing better than bouncing back after a freshly night sleep, man.
Gosh.
And I feel the same way, but I also feel like I have a little guilt riddled through me.
What's going on?
Are you guilty?
My friend Gonzo, he invited me out last night to get some beers, and it was actually my suggestion originally. Which I completely forgot about. So when he called me and asked me, I thought he was just like kind of doing it out of nowhere, like inviting me to go get a drink or do some happy hour. And right away, I just told him, bro, I don't really feel like it.
Oh.
And you could, that's exactly what happened. You could hear it in his voice.
He's like, it's your idea. I'm ready to go.
It wasn't on text. It was on the phone.
It was on the phone.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, okay. You don't want to maybe get together and write? And I was like, nah, not tonight, bro. And I just didn't think. And then when we hung up the phone, I sat back and I was like, oh my God, I just hurt my friend's feelings really bad. And what I should have just said, I should have just came up with an excuse.
Why didn't you call him back and go with him?
Oh, because I didn't want to hang out with him. Sorry. That sounds a lot
poor
more.
Gonzo.
It sounds worse than it really is.
It sounds more personal than it is. Maybe I just let it out.
When you're an adult, sometimes you don't want to hang out.
But it doesn't mean you can't be polite and come up with a possible. I should have came up with an excuse. I always have excuses on deck. And I didn't have anything on deck for him. And that's the part that I feel really bad about.
You've
been around
the truth.
Me way too long, Ed.
You told the truth.
I did, dude.
Gosh. What could you have said?
I should have said, you know what? The best thing going on in my life right now, excuse-wise, is my air conditioner is broken.
There you go. I haven't gotten my AC.
I should have said that.
I'm trying to get my air conditioner fixed. I'm not going to be able to make it out tonight.
And that's a true thing.
The truth is.
You're not in that apartment. They put you in corporate housing, but your AC is technically not working.
It would have been a good go-to excuse that I would not have got judged for. Now, Gonzo, ruined that friendship.
It was a good
3 months.
Nah, he'll be good. He'll be good. My girlfriend's been wanting to get together. She's really my best friend, like one of my best friends in the entire world. So she calls me all the time, and I call her, and either she's too tired, she's got something going on, I've got something going on, and during the week, my excuse is, I get up at 3 a.m. As soon as I say that,
nobody questions
like,
that.
Yeah.
People back up when you tell them.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. They realize, and it's true, but at the same time, it's more like 3:50.
Okay.
You know, 3:45.
3:58.
And that's funny. 3:58.
One thing about this job is nothing rings more sympathy or empathy than when you tell people how early you have to wake up.
People are just shocked.
Oh, my God. They stop. You what? No.
What? Like, you know, sometimes we're coming to work and people are still partying. Yeah. The after hours.
Every morning. This morning, I just passed a bunch of dudes that were getting in the car that were like just coming out the club.
Man. I was like, y'all go ahead.
I let them go first.
I'm pretty sure one of them was my friend Gonzo. So that's why I didn't go with them.
Poor Gonzo, drinking extra because he's hurt by his friend Anthony. Well, what are you, Automatic? You really don't.
Oh, I'm an expert. I just don't answer the phone.
Oh, there you go.
And if you do get me on the phone, I will have an excuse on deck because, one, we all know I have chronic stomach issues.
My
stomach's not feeling great, so guess I'm not going to be able to make it out tonight. And nobody really wants to question a sour stomach because we all know what that feels like. And I mean, but the real trick is getting me on the phone.
You just don't pick up. National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are celebrating one of the greatest dishes of all time. I call it a dish. You know what? It's Donut Day.
Shoot.
Happy National Donut Day, everybody.
It's like cake for breakfast, and it's fried.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Down in the DM couple is a married couple, Tyler and Emma. And when they first started dating, Emma was actually seeing her boss and didn't tell Tyler. She got caught. He ends up forgiving her after months, okay? And now they're married. This is a very long time ago. So he had all these trust issues. We tried to set her up. She's going on a work trip. Try to set her up, see if she wanted to stay with her boss. It did not go down in the DM.
I can't share a room with him or anybody else. Yeah, I've never even heard of something like this from a hotel, and I've stayed at a lot of hotels. This is really unprofessional.
I mean, I totally understand that, ma'am. I'm going to do my best to get you a room in the hotel.
I booked the rooms like 3 months ago. You have to be kidding me. I need to speak to a supervisor right now.
I'm sorry about this. I can have a supervisor actually call you later today.
Please do. I'll be waiting for someone to call me. Thank you.
And luckily, she didn't even know the DM happened. So normally, I would disclose. I thought it would be a mistake because Tyler's already in his feels, and this could hurt the relationship.
And she obviously didn't want anything to do with
at
that.
All, yeah, right? No. She wanted nothing. In fact, she was very angry. She was like, "I'm going to call corporate. We're like, "No, we're going to call." You know, we fixed all of that. It made me feel bad for her because she's being accused of doing something because of the way the relationship started out. And I also feel badly for Tyler because that must just be in his head.
I feel bad for him because to have to your significant other work with somebody that they have already been with is a lot. And especially because it's her boss.
And they were together. Well, they were dating, right? They were in dating. And so he feels like she was unfaithful. You said your mom, though, forgave your dad.
Different story. Obviously, my dad wasn't my mom's boss. But when they were younger, my dad, he had a girlfriend. And I remember being a kid and my dad, like, he really didn't care. He pulled up to the house and he had the girl with him. And
God, that must have hurt your mother so badly.
I remember it did. And I remember my mom telling, you know, him to leave and her to leave. And I remember the one thing she said to her that will always stood out to me was, "You won't ever have his kids and you won't ever have his money." And I was like, "Money? You don't have no money." But my mom, she forgave him. And they had a long, you know, 25-year marriage after that. They did end up divorcing because my dad had a different girlfriend. But, you know, rest in peace, Dad. I still love you.
You know, how did she go through that?
I think they stayed together for the kids, to be honest.
You and your siblings?
Yeah,
really?
I think my dad wanted to be there for us and really wanted. And had he not been and made that sacrifice, I wouldn't have been here.
I think he loved your mom, though. I saw them together.
They had love for each other. I think they got together really young, though. Okay, and they both wanted, or he wanted to try other things.
I understand what Tyler's thinking. When you are with another person in that way, it's the closest you can be with anybody. It's the physical aspect of just being that close to somebody that I cherish with you. And just imagining you doing it with someone else, I would have to murder you. I would have to unalive you, as they say on the internet. And I don't know what would happen to that woman. No.
These are like a lot of the repercussions of, like, you know, stepping out and being dishonest with your partner.
Yes,
that you don't really
Anthony.
Necessarily think about. Of course, there's the upfront crime of, you know, that when it happens
to
their face.
How could
you
do that?
The residual impact that it's going to have on a person is a lot. And you have to, and also too, like, he has to really ask himself, is he okay and ready to accept that she made a mistake and forgive her and move on?
Because they're married. It's been a long time.
Bro,
yeah.
you're gonna live in your own hell, and it's not good.
You know, if you're gonna forgive someone for cheating,
swallowing that poison every day.
If you're gonna forgive someone for cheating, you have to be able to let it go. Now, you're never gonna forget it, but trying to hang it over that person's head is bad. And torturing them is not how you're going to feel better about the relationship. It's going to be building together, learning to trust each other once again. Torturing that person is not the way to go, or it's going to end the relationship. And if that's where it's going, why even bother?
I agree with you. And also, don't try to make the other person get a new job. I think that's equally as toxic.
Too. I do too.
You can't work with the boss. You can't do that.
I'm just going to say I couldn't deal with that.
Oh, you would want them to get a new job?
Yeah. If we're going to be together, I can't swallow that pill every day of remembering that you're with that person.
How did
and your boss at that? No, sorry. Call me a little man. I don't care. I can't do that.
Did you forgive your partner for their indiscretions in the past, and are things going well now?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's Down in the DM with Tyler and Emma. Since they're married, I'm so glad it did not go down to the DM, obviously. But the thing that really got me is that he still sounds so hurt. And he can't let go of the fact that when they first started dating, you know, she
was hooking up with her boss.
She hooked up with her boss and she lied about it.
It's a lot to forget.
Now, remember, though, it was months before they got back together and they started working on things. And that's been years. Like, that was a long time ago. But in his head, it just happened. And he's not letting it go. That's the problem. I think that might be what ends up ruining their relationship. If he doesn't step back and realize, look, I'm the one with the trust issues. We have Ben calling in. What do you think about today's Down in the DM?
Well, see, it happened to me too, honestly.
Oh, how did you forgive? How did you move forward?
I really didn't, and I kind of regret it.
Were you holding it over your partner's head?
I stressed myself out. I was constantly keeping an eye on her phone, making sure she wasn't texting anybody. basically kind of being a stalker.
Yeah. Mm. Damn.
So you believe because of your actions, the relationship was just doomed. If you had been able to, and I don't mean forget, because nobody forgets, but if you've been able, if you'd been able to forgive and move forward and not dwell on it, you might still be with her to this day.
He's like, I don't know about that.
Well, did she do anything again? I mean, was she, you know, seeing other people or no?
No, she didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong at all. It was all me. Like, I had my insecurities. I had my trust issues, my past.
Yeah, I get it. You hold on to it.
My past relationship, you know, basically being used it. Yeah, so... Hey.
I've never asked another man this, but do you feel as if you're ready to love again?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So you're looking right now for somebody.
I am in a relationship right now.
Oh, good.
All right, okay, good. I just asked that awkward question for no reason then.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I figured out why Offset deleted his social media. You know, he took down his ex and his Instagram. After he had a little bit of a... I guess, I don't know if it's a rant, but he was definitely upset. He wrote, "Now when somebody died for playing with my son, then call me the crash out." So I did not know this, but Stefan Diggs posted a photo with Offset's son, and he had braids just like him. Mm. They had matching braids. So once that photo went up, I think Offset got a little upset by it.
Rightfully so.
I mean, Cardi says he's not coming around the kids anymore. Stefan Diggs, that was a dig at Offset. These two have been going back and forth on social media, and it's not cute. It's not funny. It's not healthy for those children. And if
I don't think Cardi B is capable of a healthy relationship.
Well, she's good with her kids. She is so good.
I'm not talking about her kids. I'm talking about her relationship, the choices of men she makes.
If I was Cardi, I would ask Stefan to chill out a little bit. And if I was Cardi, I would tell Offset, you need to come around and get the kids. Like, I would try to somehow intervene here, because if she's going to be with Stefan forever or for 4 weeks, we don't know. No matter what, that's the father of her children, and she should encourage a relationship with him. Now, you can't force him, right? Because Christmas came and went. He didn't come around. He didn't see the kids. He didn't even buy him any gifts. So you can't force anybody, but he's angry trying to hurt her. They're both playing the children, in my opinion. Now, luckily, the kids don't know.
Hopefully.
They don't know. They're little. This is all playing out on social media. If I'm not mistaken, Stefan Diggs and Offset were like sending each other subliminal memes recently.
Yeah. They've been going back and forth for a while. So this little tiff has been happening for a while. I love your logical advice. That would be great if it was going to logical people. But I don't think the three of them involved are anything logical at all. But I will say, I do feel like the Stefan Diggs and Cardi B relationship is getting, is like really serious, because he's moved. I mean, he's playing for the Patriots now, which is up in Boston.
Yes.
And he's living out there on the East Coast near her, too. So I think they do have their sights on being together for a while.
But he's a player. I mean, is he going to change? She is Cardi, right? And she's a fun person. She's obviously extremely intelligent. You know, she didn't get where she is because she's a dummy. She's a good mother. Mm-hmm. Those are all qualities that might settle a man down, but this man's got a record of not being settled.
Yeah.
You know? So at the very best, right? Not being he's a player.
Yeah,
and everybody knows it.
Without a ring, a Super Bowl ring. So maybe if he does get married to her, he would have a chance to get a ring.
Finally get a ring.
Not in New England. No, that ain't happening.
There, no. I cannot wait to see Cardi B mix with the New England Patriots fans. It's going to be crazy. Her sitting next to like Mark Wahlberg or something like that.
Who owns the Patriots?
Bob Kraft.
She already hung out with him. They've been hanging out.
Maybe she got
friends.
Them to pick up Diggs.
Maybe she did.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hard day at work. Everybody can relate, right? You're going home. You're like, I'm going to pick a little something up at the convenience store, and this happens?
I came to the liquor store to get some Modelos because I just got up from work, but I'm an idiot. I left my window open, and when I opened the door, I noticed that someone took a bite on my burrito.
What? He called the police over a burrito?
No, he did not call the police. Oh, listen.
I really hate Bakersfield.
I don't think that's specific to Bakersfield, dog, because I don't have to be down that bad to steal a burrito. If I saw a burrito freshly wrapped,
it's steamy hot.
There's like a 7 out of 10 chances I'm taking that thing, dog.
Homie, there's a lot of people getting out of work at that time. You know what I'm saying? Okay, listen.
Look, they took a big bite of my burrito.
If you want to see the Ben burrito, go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm posting it now.
Not the burrito bandit on a loose.
I know.
To this day.
Call 911.
All right. From burrito bandits to luxury products that are just taking money from you at this point. In 2017, Prada released a paperclip for $160.
Dang.
Well, thanks to inflation, you can now buy the exact same paperclip for $400, ladies
you
and gentlemen.
Got me.
Yes.
You got me.
Is it gold plated?
No, not at all, dude. Just a regular silver paperclip meant to be a money clip.
Oh, right.
This is stupid. I don't have any money after buying that paperclip. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, if that isn't a reminder to spend it while you're still here, this is, okay? There's a bill being proposed in Arizona that will allow people to turn themselves into dirt after death.
Oh.
It's called human composting.
Wait, but we already turned to dirt.
Well, this way gets it done quicker. It transforms a corpse into soil, and you can use it for gardening. And they're actually calling the bill Grandpa in the Garden.
What? What about Grandma? Why y'all gotta be, see what I'm saying? Why y'all be sexes like that?
Well, what do you call it? What do you call Grandma in the what?
What are you supposed to say? They in the garden?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.